For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. CVS Health plans to administer about 100,000 coronavirus vaccinations next week at Missouri long-term care facilities as the vaccination rollout expands beyond healthcare workers. CVS Health said yesterday it will vaccinate residents and staff at more than 40,000 long-term care facilities across the U.S. The first of those vaccinations have already begun, but Missouri facilities will see their first vaccinations starting December 28th. Healthcare workers were the first to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Nursing homes are next because the virus has killed more than 110,000 people at long-term care facilities nationwide. Three people died of COVID-19 in Boone County yesterday, bringing the county total to 46 and the state total to nearly 5,000. Columbia's first medical marijuana dispensary opens this week, with a grand opening planned for today through Thursday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the dispensary, 315 Primo Cannabis, had a soft launch for friends and family Saturday. About two-thirds of Missourians voted to legalize marijuana for medical use in 2018, and various dispensaries, cultivators, and manufacturers have been approved to operate in the state in the following years. Patient applications opened in June of 2019, and the state has received at least 87,800 applicants as of November 20th. A prisoners' rights group has filed suit alleging that a Missouri jail has been mistreating its inmates, saying deputies have taunted and tortured inmates, and that the jail provided so little food that one detainee ate toothpaste and toilet paper to ward off hunger. The lawsuit was filed yesterday by the St. Louis-based law firm Arch City Defenders on behalf of three recent pretrial detainees at the St. Francis County Jail. It names the county, Sheriff Dan Bullock, and the former jail administrator, along with the company providing medical care at the jail and a nurse. The Kansas City Star's top editor has apologized for past decades of racially biased coverage. The newspaper has also posted a series of stories examining how it ignored the concerns and achievements of black residents and helped keep Kansas City segregated. The newspaper said in a detailed examination of its past coverage and that of its longtime sister newspaper, the Kansas City Times, documented how they often wrote about black residents only either as criminals or people living in crime-plagued neighborhoods and ignored segregation in Kansas City and its public schools. A Missouri judge has ruled in favor of the state's medical marijuana licensing rules. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce issued her ruling yesterday. A Southwest Missouri family had sued after it didn't get a medical marijuana license from the state. Attorneys argued that the state's decision to award only 60 licenses violated the family's right to farm granted by the state constitution. But Joyce says the state is within its rights to regulate the industry. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.